This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, a poll done by Quinnipiac University found that Mitt Romney has a 6-point lead over President Barack Obama in the state of Florida. Now, that would seem to be very good news for the likely Republican nominee in what may be the biggest swing state this fall. Except, another poll done at the same time by Marist College and NBC News found Mr. Romney behind in Florida by 4 points. In a moment, we'll talk with two well-respected pollsters about how we should understand these wide differences in results. But first, NPR's Ari Shapiro asks whether we should pay attention to state polls or national polls so far before the election.
Pollsters often ask, if the election were held today, who would you vote for? And right there, you have a fundamental problem, says Eric Mogilnicki. The election is not being held today.
There are so many things that are going to happen in the next 6 months.
Mogilnicki is a Democrat who was chief of staff to the late Senator Ted Kennedy.
There's going to be literally $1 billion in ads on TV, and those are going to make a difference. Economic conditions are going to make a difference. There could be events overseas that can't be anticipated now. There can be debates. Both sides are going to be working on a field organization to turn out the vote. It's way too early to make any assumptions about what the election is going to be like.
Nonetheless, polls and polling stories are everywhere in the media. Republican Jack Howard compares it to baseball standings. He has worked for leaders in the House, Senate, and White House.
Look at the Washington Nationals, and they're in first place. They've got a great record. But fast-forwarding that all the way to the playoffs and the World Series, you know, is a stretch.
Still, Howard says, even this far out, polls mean a lot to the campaigns.
I think there's a lot of value to getting a real-time fix on where you're at, what your weak spots are, and, you know, what your strengths are, so you can kind of calibrate your campaign.
For example, last month, polls showed that President Obama held a wide lead over Mitt Romney among women. The Romney campaign shifted strategy, and this month, polls suggest that Romney has shrunk the gender gap. Democratic strategist Maria Cardona says you can see the same thing happening right now with Latino voters. Polls show President Obama with a wide lead there. Romney is trying to shrink it.
We saw him speak to a Latino business summit. He also just accepted a speaking engagement to a group of Latino elected officials in June. So polls this far out let the campaigns understand what the trends are, because 2 months out, 1 month out, it's going to be too late to change that trend.
These polls can also have a big impact on fundraising, says Republican strategist Bruce Haynes.
Donors like to support campaigns that they feel are going somewhere, that have an opportunity to win, that have that critical momentum behind them.
And he says these early polls can mobilize people who don't give money, too.
They generate momentum in terms of energy around the campaigns. How are volunteers looking at the campaign? Is this a campaign that I want to support? Is this a campaign I want to be involved in, knock doors for, put a bumper sticker on my car for?
So while running poorly in the polls can kill a candidate, getting too far ahead can hurt, too.
What both campaigns can claim, which is a good thing for mobilization, is that they are the underdog.
Democratic strategist Cardona is already seeing this play out in the Romney and Obama camps.
What they're saying to their base is essentially, this is going to be a really tight election. Your vote is going to matter more so now than in any other election in the past.
What the polls cannot tell you this far out is who's going to win. On the other hand, the candidate who led in the polls in June wound up winning in 3 of the last 4 presidential races. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.